The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the Feast of St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence, probably the best known and best loved story of martyrdom to be found in all the ancient church. In fact, if it weren't for the circumstances of the martyrdom of St. Lawrence, he probably would not be remembered any differently from any of the other countless dozens and dozens of ancient Roman martyrs, and we'd remember their feast day perhaps on a little memorial or an optional memorial, but the martyrdom of St. Lawrence was so beautiful that it was never forgotten. And it's for that fact alone that we celebrate his day as a feast day. You know, you practically have to be an apostle to have your feast day be celebrated at this level. St. Lawrence was the Archdeacon of Rome in the 3rd century AD. Now, back then, the Archdeacon of Rome was kind of like Vice Pope with right of succession. Every Archdeacon of Rome would go on to become the next Pope. Well, these were the days of the persecutions of the Emperor Valerian, and the year was 258 AD. You might remember just past Friday, we celebrated the Feast of St. Sixtus and his companions. They were martyred in the exact same time. Sixtus was the pope. His companions were 4 deacons. And all of them, as I mentioned on Friday, if you were here on Friday, I mentioned that they were all beheaded just for saying Mass. Well, after they martyred Sixtus and those 4 deacons, they came for St. Lawrence, the Archdeacon of Rome, the next Pope. But before they were going to martyr St. Lawrence, they wanted the collection. Because at that time, it was the job of the deacon to take up the collection and to distribute the collection among the poor and the needy. In fact, to this day, you notice, whenever a deacon is on for Mass, who reads the petitions? The deacon reads the petitions. Why does the deacon read the petitions? Because since the Ancient of Days, it was the deacon who was out among the poor, distributing the collection for Mass, who knew their needs and therefore knew exactly what to pray for. So the prefect and all the Roman authorities, they say to St. Lawrence, "Bring us the collection," or as they said, "Bring us the treasures of the church." And so St. Lawrence said, "Okay, I'll bring you the treasures of the church. I'll be right back." And when he comes back, he has in his entourage the poor, the lame, the blind, the crippled, the orphans, the widows, lines them all up, and he says, "Here they are, the treasures of the church." And they were none too pleased. The Roman authorities didn't think that was funny at all. And they were going to lop off Lawrence's head, nice, clean, quick, easy, but instead, they gave him the most painful execution allowed by law for a Roman citizen. They decided to grill him alive over an open flame. And here's where the story of St. Lawrence begins. Lawrence was so joyful, even in the circumstances of his most brutal and torturous martyrdom, that his martyrdom was never forgotten. He was cracking jokes, he was cheerful, and you know, he even said, as he was burning alive over an open flame, "You can turn me over now, I'm done on that side." Because he knew he was going to heaven. His faith, his witness, his irrepressible joy, even in the worst of circumstances, was so powerful that many of those who witnessed his martyrdom converted to the faith. And St. Paul tells us in the first reading from his second letter to the Corinthians that God will make every grace abundant for you. You will have an abundance of grace, St. Paul says, for every good work. The reason why St. Lawrence died the way he did was that God supplied him with an abundance of grace. St. Lawrence was sustained entirely by grace, and his virtue was his cooperation with that grace. Now, that's just as true for you and me as well. I'm not sure whether you're going to be martyred or not, but sometimes I think the way things are going in this country, you might want to brace yourself, right? You never know. I don't know what our futures hold for us, but I do know this. Whatever God asks of us, he doesn't just give us enough grace. He's not stingy. He gives us an abundance of grace if we'll cooperate the way the saints did. Make a study of the lives of the saints, particularly those who died a martyr's death, and you'll find something of the joy of St. Lawrence in each of them. St. Thomas More, for example, his head lopped off on Tower Hill in London in the days of Henry VIII, cracking jokes just before he died. Someone asked him how he was feeling as he was going up to have his head lopped off. He said, "I feel like a schoolboy going on holiday." St. Perpetua and Felicity, thrown to the lions in North Africa. Someday I'll tell you about their story. They were excited. Excited at the prospect of martyrdom just before they died. Totally sustained by grace. St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Cecilia, you might have heard their stories. They literally sang to God aloud just before they were killed. God will give you everything you need and an abundance. That's how the saints lived, and that's how the saints died, and that's how you and I want to live and to die as well. And I'll leave you with just this one little thought. In your relationship to God, there's no such thing as being neutral. You are either at peace with God or you are at war with God. And all of us, until we are saints, part of our souls are at war with God Almighty, and our virtue is in our surrender. It's in our cooperation. Let's pray that we will cooperate with God's grace just like the saints did and ask for their prayers to help us today. St. Lawrence, pray for us.